Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It is 8:44, 16 till 9 as we make our way through Thursday morning already. Man, this week seems to have flown by for me. I don't know about you. And then we got a big football weekend coming up. You got the NFL playoffs on Saturday and Sunday, then the college football national championship on Monday night. Cynthia Lee Sheng joins us now, president of Jefferson Parish. Haven't spoken to Madam President in a while. Good morning, Cynthia Lee. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. I know. We haven't spoken in a while. Happy New Year to you as well.
Hey, let me ask you this. I was driving home from the doctor a while back the other day and saw a rocking going on the Esplanade Canals. What's up with that?
A what?
I don't know. They're putting rocks on the side of the canal. I just thought I'd ask you about it.
Yeah. No, we're doing a lot of beautification, and the rocks are more of a stability thing, but it is the better aesthetic. So that's kind of the new standard now. We're trying to the thing that always bothered me was the pipes that come out in West Esplanade Canal, all different sizes, and they extend to the middle of the canal so it doesn't erode the canal bank, but they look awful. And we've done new standards for that. So now we do like a concrete pad sloping, and we do the rock. So as ugly as our canals are, we are trying to make them a little bit more aesthetically pleasing.
Well,
so
it looks nice. I wanted to tell you that. It does look nice. Let's talk about Let's talk about 2025 in Jefferson Parish. What's on top of the list?
A lot going on. So right now we're still in the middle of, I guess, the holiday stuff, picking up Christmas trees. We've done the big curbside pickup, but this is a great project that we do every year. We take everybody's Christmas trees, the natural trees, not flocked or anything like that, and instead of going into the landfill, we help our wetland protection. So we drop them off at Barataria Basin, and it's a great event every year. We have a lot of volunteers dropping off those and stabilizing the shoreline. So we're in the midst of that. We've picked up 2,000 trees already from people in front of people's homes, and we have another about 1,700 that we've collected from retail outlets that didn't sell their trees. And then we've opened up drop-off locations. So if anybody still has their tree and wants to drop it off, they can drop it off at 400 David Drive in Metairie or 6440 LaPalco in Marrero. We're still collecting those until January 21st. So that's a good event, and it helps our wetlands, and it's just the right thing to do, and it's something that we really enjoy doing every year. So we're still in the midst of that, but a lot going on, Tommy. What we're really excited about this year, it's incredible. On February 11th, Jefferson Parish will celebrate our 200th birthday. So it'll be our bicentennial year, and we have really planned out the whole year. We didn't want it just to be one day of celebration with, you know, some kind of formal government, you know, ceremony. We wanted to have fun, let it be, you know, really community-based. And so we have a lot of committees that are working on planning throughout the whole year. But on February 11th, it works out perfectly. We're going to kick off carnival season. So we're going to have, you know, kind of a bicentennial kickoff, kickoff to carnival, we're calling it, the bicentennial way, you know, at Lakeside Mall from 5 to 7 at night. So if anybody wants to come join us and celebrate all of our crews that help us put on Mardi Gras, I think it's a perfect way to kick off our 200th birthday.
Is it inside or outside, or what's it going to look like?
It'll be inside at Lakeside Shopping Center. Yeah.
And you'll have crews.
And we're going to have a second line band, and all the crew captains are going to be there, and the kings and the queens of all the parades. So it'll be, like I said, a kind of a combination, our kickoff for our bicentennial, but also kickoff to our 2025 carnival season. You know, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
It sounds like it is. I was talking to Newell about security. You know, Newell Norman, you've heard of him.
Yes.
About security.
I've known Newell for a little bit.
I know. And Mardi Gras and all that stuff in Jefferson Parish and the differences between that and Orleans Parish. After what happened on Bourbon Street as parish president, did you review everything that's gone on in Jefferson Parish, or is this an ongoing thing when it comes to protection against something like this? And again, going back to what Newell said, it is apples and oranges. It is a completely different thing in Jefferson Parish, right?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, no, I mean, anytime you know, that was a public event. That was, you know, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day on Bourbon Street, which is very public. And, you know, we're certainly concerned about that. And I've spoken with our sheriff, Joe LaPinto, and he knows the importance of it. I know the importance of it. Our emergency operations center knows the importance of it. So, yes, there's been a lot of meetings going on and a lot of conversations happening. And look, even with the Super Bowl, we're supporting New Orleans in that effort as well. I know the sheriff is too, because that's a regional thing that we all have to help make sure that goes off, you know, smoothly for us as a region and a state. So, yeah, I think everybody in that field was horrified by the events, and you will see additional security measures, I will say, you know, during this whole next couple weeks for us, which is very, very important for us as a state. You know, the Super Bowl and our carnival season, these are big things for us. And so we all want it to be safe. You can't ever take away all the risks, obviously. You can't ever take away all the risk anywhere. But we are, I will say, everybody's being much more vigilant just this year, seeing the tragedies that happened to us.
And yeah. I certainly don't want you to give anything away, but when it comes to the experience that people will have, be it at, and suddenly my mind goes blank, Cynthia Lee Sheng, the Mardi Gras Festival in Jefferson Parish.
Yeah. Now you're making my family grow.
Family grow. Thank you. I'm sorry. I forced yeah. yours to go blank. It's this magical power I have.
Like, I can't believe I'm going to go blank on this thing.
I can just make people's minds go blank. It's what I do. That's what I do. I just completely erase intelligence and memory from everybody. No, but seriously. And again, I don't want you to give anything away, but when it comes to the experience that people are going to have either going on a parade in Jefferson Parish or family grow, will they notice a difference or not? As far as what
I think maybe there may be some things, but no, look, the beauty of it is we want a family friendly environment in Jefferson Parish for parades, for, you know, this is our tradition. This is absolutely our tradition. That's how I grew up, and we're not going to take any of that away. And if there's just a little bit more restrictions, it's not going to take the fun away. You know, I think there'll be more assets on the route, you know, but it's everybody's going to have the same experience they always did. I would assume so. Yes, yeah. Of course.
Nothing's ever absolutely safe, and you can't let them take it away. That's the way I look at it. All right, we'll take a break. We come back. Somebody wants to know about pedestrian bridge between Bucktown and West End. Is it shovel ready? Somebody else wants to know about recycling. Somebody else wants to know, are there any West Bank activities to celebrate the bicentennial? That and more with President Cynthia Lee Sheng of Jefferson Parish when we return. 8:51, 9 till 9. I'm Tommy Tucker. Let's look at traffic on WWL. All right, 8:55, 5 till 9, talking to Cynthia Lee Sheng, president of Jefferson Parish. You know, Madam President, every time I have you on, it seems as though I see you on the news later that day or the next day talking about something newsworthy. So I'm going to ask you now, anything going on you want to tell us about?
I don't know. That doesn't sound like a good thing.
I'm just I always notice that. I'm thinking, man, I wish you told me about that. So I thought I'd get ahead of it today and ask you.
No, I don't think anything is on the front burner. No, we're just busy with a lot of things, but no. Carnival, Bicentennial, we're just, you know, picking up from break like everybody else is, getting back into the routine, but I hope I'm not on the news later with something.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
All right, well.
Sound like you know more than I do.
No, I don't know anything. I'm just telling you. It just seems like a lot of times I'll see you on TV later that evening saying, well, man, I wish you'd have told me that, so I thought I'd get ahead of it and ask you today.
No, I don't think so. No, okay. Nope. No.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the recycling first. Somebody texted in about what's going on with that.
So obviously, we used to have a curbside recycling plan, and I believe sometime last year it ended. The price was going up. It was prohibitively going to be very expensive. And when the council looked at the data, it wasn't really a successful program. We weren't really picking up as much material that would justify the cost. So we have drop-off sites now. The council did request that we look at doing another, we call it an RFP, request for proposal. So we're in the middle of drafting that and really looking at what would be available for what our options would be for recycling in the future. So our teams are in the midst of drafting that RFP for the council to review, and then we may go out again. And I don't know what that would look like. You know, maybe some kind of getting some people to help us with, I don't know if it would be looking at curbside or additional drop-off sites or bringing in some organizations to help us. I'm not really sure what that would look like yet. So we're in the midst of it. I know it's missed by a lot of people, but we'll look at the options that we have moving forward. I know a lot of people miss that service.
And when it comes to recycling plastic, a lot of people want to do the right thing. I feel bad about the plastic that I use, but it's not as easy to recycle plastic or effective as people think it is it?
Probably not. And I know, like, when I was really looking at a glass, that we, you know, we stopped recycling glass early on, I feel like, because there was no market for that. So it really depends on the market, you know, how much they can sell it for on the market. And I think we all have the guilt, you know, with a lot of the things that we use. I try to reduce, you know, this one-time use for things. I do try to do that just to feel like I'm making a difference. But I know we all consume a lot now, and everything is arriving to us in plastic. And, you know, we've all tried to move to our water bottles and not going through these plastic bottles every time we want to drink a water. So I think it's on everybody's minds. I think the economics don't work for us for a very large recycling program. You see a lot of communities kind of giving it up. So I think we just got to, you know, we're taking a pause right now. We still have the drop-off sites, but we're trying to get the best minds together to see what it would look like for our size of a parish.
And with that, Cynthia Lee Sheng will be on TV tonight announcing a new recycling. No, I'm just teasing. I'm just playing with you.
No,
what about, real quick, what about a walkway pedestrian bridge between Bonneville and, West End and?
Probably in Bucktown. I don't have the latest on that. That bridge was gone during Katrina. I know, wiped that out. And I know when I was on the council side, we were working on that. But I can't give you the latest on that. But I will get the latest and text you, Tommy, if you want to talk about it later.
Please, yeah. It'd be nice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I will get that information.
Anything
you can
else?
Give it
you
out later.
20 seconds. Anything else?
Pickleball courts. You know, I love my pickleball.
Oh, yeah.
So all the pickleball communities waiting for our Miley courts to open. It'll be some of the largest courts in the region, 9 courts, outdoor covered. Last night they sent me a video. The lights were turned on. I was like, what a great sight to see. So I know the pickleball community is waiting for that site to open. It'll be all open play courts. So we're really excited
cult.
About that.
You've joined the pickleball cult, haven't you?
Yeah. I'm always trying to recruit, just
all
like
right.
a great cult member.
Yeah,
always trying to
we're
recruit.
We're going to get you deprogrammed. So. Thank you, Cynthia Lee Sheng. We'll be back in a flash, WWL.